Steve Wilkowski Podcast, Episode 2, for the date of February 28th, 2011.
All right, so what do we have from, what does this Green Day offer us?
It's a lot like the Beatles Rock Band game. They got all the Green Day, the band members in the game.
Can you name the Green Day band members?
I can name two of them.
Okay, I can name them too. Billy Blogsworth, Kenny Finkelstein, Harvey Wallbanger, and Charlie Daniels, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
And I can name their songs, too. It's Not Easy Being Green Day, Rock Band, Rock the Kaz Green, Rock the Green Cream, and Mr. Green Jeans Day. I cannot, honestly, I cannot name one Green Day song.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second episode of Steve Wilkowski Podcast. Whew, what a big Twitter session it was. The Oscars have just finished now, and what an event it was. You know, first off, I'm really surprised that the Coen brothers didn't pick up any awards for anything, actually. They lost, win anything, not even, what's her name? I really thought Hayley Steinfeld was going to win for Maddie Rose on True Grit, but... You know, she didn't, and kind of sucks. But it was great, it was great. There's not much you can really do about it, to be honest. But yeah, so this episode is pretty much just going to be about Oscars. I'm going to play some clips and talk about it. So I guess, let's get right into it. Now, because this year's hosts were Anne Hathaway and James Franco, of course, Anne Hathaway. James Franco was also nominated for Best Actor in 127 Hours. Spoiler alert, he didn't win. So, yeah, he didn't win at all. And the show was great, but it went on for 3 hours and 15 minutes. And that is a long, long, long time to be watching a presentation. And, you know, I don't mind because it's the Oscars and, yeah. But, yeah, enough jibber-jabber. Let's get right into the proceedings.
And I want to thank Miss Hathaway. I thank you. She's gorgeous. Wow. Where were you when I was making pictures?
Now, first of all, who the hell gave Kirk Douglas a live microphone? Listening to that, he was really horrible. Yeah, he's a great actor, he always was, but you can't understand one thing he's fucking going on about, and I think they were too courteous. Gave him a lot of time, especially with his crap he was going on about. But yeah, just listen to what he was talking about here.
I love talented women, and I'm crazy about beautiful women. And now I'm going to give you 5 of them. The nominees.
Before I get into the actual clips of who won what, I'm going to play you a compilation of all of the great celebrities.
Billy Crystal, Hugh Jackman and Nicole Kidman,
Jeff Bridges,
Josh Brolin, Javier Bardem, Mila Kunis and Justin Timberlake,
Oprah Winfrey,
Robert Downey Jr. and Jude Law,
Russell Brand, Ellen Mirren,
Scarlett Johansson and Matthew McConaughey,
Mr. Tom Hanks,
Mandy Moore and Zachary Levi,
Steven Spielberg.
Now, even though the Oscars was a really, really big show, I did not cover every single award, though. Just covered was Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Adapted Screenplay, Best Director, Best... Wow, did I say Best? I meant Best Original Screenplay and Best Supporting Actress. There were so many pointless awards. There was actually a lot. Don't think I should get into all of them, though, because there was a lot. There was categories for everything, really. Sound, editing... Well, there's always sound and editing, but, you know, animated film, there was also even foreign film and stuff like that. There was a lot. There was also They also had Best Visual, Best Costume Design, Best Makeup, Best Cinematography, Best Art Direction, Best Sound Mixing. You know, I'm just reading it off Wikipedia right now. But I'll quickly get into those ones right now. Best Visual Effects, Inception won that. Best Film Editing, The Social Network from Australian Kirk Baxter and Angus Wall. Best Makeup was The Wolfman. I didn't really like The Wolfman as a movie. Thought it was kind of boring. Alice in Wonderland won Best Costume. Inception won Best Cinematography. Best Art Direction went to Alice in Wonderland. Best Sound Editing went to Inception. And Best Sound Mixing went to Inception as well. Best Original Song went to We Belong Together from Toy Story 3. Best Original Song went to The Social Network's Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross. Best Animated Short went to The Lost Thing by Andrew Ruhlman and Sean Tan, which is also another Australian, so good for them. Also, Best Live Action Short Film went to God of Love by Luke Maffany. Best Documentary went to Strangers No More, which was the best short documentary, but the best documentary feature went to The Inside Job by Charles H. Ferguson and Audrey Mars. Best Foreign Film went to In a Better World in Danish, Swedish, and English by Susan Bier. Best Animated Feature went to Toy Story 3. And then the rest I'm going to play clips for, so I won't ruin those yet. But of course, yeah, of course, ABC said on the telecast that they've actually gotten the Oscars till 2020. So, ABC, it's going to be great. But I believe it's now time to get into the main awards. Let's start with the Best Supporting Actor.
Best Supporting Actor. And the Oscar goes to Christian Bale, The Fighter.
No, I'm not really down. I'm not really down. Let me buy you guys a drink, right?
Want a
cold one?
No.
A cold one.
I got to leave. Right. I got a plane to catch next time, right?
Yeah, wait. HBO's making a movie on me. You know? Can I call you? I'm going to get a flight, man. I'm just like you to be there for old time's sake. So I can commentate or something.
What's the movie about?
Am I coming back?
The Best Adapted Screenplay.
And the Oscar goes to Aaron Sorkin, The Shawshank Network.
The Best Actress.
Natalie Portman.
He kicked me, Mommy.
The Best Original Screenplay.
The Oscar goes to King's Speech, David Simon.
Here to discuss personal matters.
Why are you here then?
Because I bloody well stammer!
The Best Actor.
And the Oscar goes to Colin Firth.
Plans for the coronation.
No, but even bigger mistake. I'm not a king. I'm a naval officer, that's all I know. I'm not a king.
The Best Director.
And the Oscar goes to Tom Hooper, The King's Speech.
Thanks for listening to the second episode. Don't forget you can contact me in any way via my website at www.stavelikowskiproductions.com. You can also shoot me an email, questions@stavelikowskiproductions.com. You can follow me at Twitter, www.twitter.com/Steve Roderick, or just @Steve Roderick. You can also find me on Facebook. I have set up a page, so go check that out. But yeah, just go to my website. It's got every single way you can contact me. You can even get me on Xbox Live and the PlayStation Network. You can get me by MySpace if people still even use that. You can get me by Skype. And yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening. I won't see you next week, but I'll see you next time. Enjoy. And of course, I'm going to end the show with the lovely Anne Hathaway as she sang about Hugh Jackman from the Oscars last night, who was not to be named.
There's a tradition of singing at the Oscars, one that I was lucky enough to take part in 2 years ago. And this year, I wanted to do a duet again with a special guest, but he bailed on me at the last minute, and I couldn't do it. But I'm not a quitter. This is the best I could do under the circumstances. On my own, 'cause someone's a hero. I won't say who thought Australians were our allies. His fake retractable.